Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear, and I exalt you. I exalt you. I exalt you. Oh God. I exalt you. I exalt you. I exalt you, oh, oh God. We exalt you, sing. We exalt you. We exalt you. We exalt. We exalt you. We exalt. Oh God, oh God, we exalt you, Lord, we exalt. We exalt you, we exalt. We exalt you, we exalt. Oh God. Personalize it now. Sing, I exalt you. I exalt. I exalt you. I exalt you. I exalt you. Oh God. I exalt you, I exalt you, oh God. Rivers, rivers, rivers from within. Pass forward now. Oh, yeah. Pick me, mold me, cleanse me by your word. Until the rivers, rivers, rivers from within me. Rivers, rivers, rivers from within. Oh, pass forth now, pass forth. Flood my soul. Take me, mold me, cleanse me by the word. Take me, mold me, cleanse me by until the image of the Father is. Rivers, rivers, rivers from within me. Oh, burst forth numbers for they flow my soul. Take me, mold me, cleanse me by your word. Until though you may, rivers, rivers, rivers from within me. Oh, pass forward now. Flood my soul away. Take me, mold me, cleanse me by your word. Until though you may. Father, be revealed. Everybody sing, rivers, rivers, rivers from within me. Oh, Bosford now. Flood my soul away. Take me, mold me, cleanse me by your word, God. Until die you may. Yeah. Oh, rivers, rivers, rivers from within me. Oh, bless for now. Flood my soul away. Take me, cleanse me, wash me by your word. Until though you may. All the fire. You mean the song? Rivers, rivers, rivers from within. Rivers, rivers. Yeah, but for now. Oh, flood my soul away. Take me, mold me, cleanse me by your word. Until die you may. Off the fire. Lift your hands. Take me, mold me, cleanse me by your word. Until they may. Father, be with me. Everybody say, take me, mold me, cleanse me by your word. Until they may. Father, be with me. Father, be revealed. Take me, mold me, cleanse me by your word. Until the amen. Oh, all the Father, be revealed. Take me, mold me, cleanse me by your word. Till the amen. Urabakashaba. Think me, mold me, cleanse me by your word. Take me, oh, cleanse me by your word. Till the amen. I kept on hearing the song in my heart. Oh, Adonai. Oh, Adonai. So we worship Adonai. So we worship Adonai. Oh, Adonai. Oh, 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 so we worship, so we worship, so we worship, so we worship. Oh, 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 so we worship, so we worship. So we worship Adonai. So we worship. So we worship. So we worship. So we worship you, Lord. So we are mighty and worthy to be praised. Oh, how beautiful you are. Your mercies are forever same. We cry, holy, holy Lord. Worthy and mighty to be praised. Oh, how beautiful. Your mercies are forever same. We cry, holy, holy. Holy, holy. You are holy. You are beautiful, God. Let your glory, oh, fill this temple. You are beautiful. With one voice and our hands up, we lift our hands to you, possessor of the heavens, possessor of the earth. You are holy. You are the great and mighty God of all the earth. The God of all the earth, you are whole. We lift our hands to you, possessor. We lift our hands to you, possessor of the earth. Oh, possessor of the earth, you are whole. You are, You are the great and mighty God. O God of all, God of all, you are whole. One more time. With our hands to you possess all. We lift our hands to you possessor of the air. Possessor of the air. Possessor of the air. You are whole. You are the great and mighty God. You are the great and mighty God of all the earth. God of all the earth, God of all the earth. Lord, you are holy, you are holy. Ay, 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 ay. We lift our hands to you, possessor of the heavens, possessor of all the earth. Lord, you are holy. You are holy. You are the God and man. God of all, God. I lift my hands to you. Possessor of the heavens, possessor of the earth, Lord, you are holy. Oh, you are the great and mighty God of all the heavens, God of all the earth. For you are beautiful in all your ways, oh God. You are beautiful in all your ways, oh God. I will never lose my wonder. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Wide-eyed, mystified, may I be just like a child, staring at the beauty of my King. Wide-eyed and mystified, may I be just like a child, staring at the beauty of my King. For you are beautiful in all your ways. Oh, in a moshadama, in a moshaya. You are beautiful in all your ways. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for your presence. It's none compared to who you are. You know, the Lord told me we'll sing songs, but I was doubting until I mounted the podium. Lord, we worship you. We give you all the praise. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Someone go ahead and thank the Lord. Just thank Him. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for who you are. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for who you are to me. Go ahead and thank Him. Thank you. I feel the mighty presence of God in this place. Lord, we thank you. Sheramana no siara kona rabiatu. Sheramana sura tabarina no sana neba karatoja. Lera mo sanara koma nira nana shibaroshiata. Lira no sarabakoma sera no makara de baro. Shemayana ne bakara de bakara no sebara de ade. Ora barade shabara de shabara karade la bayarosa o mana shemara de bararosa dagate shamara da baye baros embaya sherama karana de bakarate sharana. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Yeah. Lord, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Oh, yeah, that Lord, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you. Lord, we love you, Jesus, we love you, Lord. God, we love you, Lord, we love you, Jesus. Yeah, we love you, Lord, we love you, Lord. Jesus, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. I am a boss. Lord, we love you, Jesus, we love you. We love you, Jesus, we love you, Lord. Oh Lord, we love you, Lord, we love you, Jesus. Holy, holy Lord God Almighty. 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 Only one thing comes to mind. only wanting with thee glad. Just only one thing comes to mind. Only one thing to be glad. Holy, holy Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy Lord God Almighty. Ora da bashera de. Lord God Almighty, for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we worship you. To listen with a very open heart. Hallelujah. So if you observe, I think one of the Sundays I spoke about how that, was it last Sunday, that people are scared of Satan because Satan doesn't act in a way that he seems to be familiar with everybody. That seems so familiar, you know. He's not so familiar. He looks like a bad guy. He behaves like a bad guy. And so people tend to respect him more, you know, than Jesus. Because Jesus is full of love. Not even knowing that the wisdom of God says the goodness of God leads to repentance. But you see, as the goodness of God is being unfolded to humanity, some of them look down on God's goodness. And that's the nature of man. Are we together? The wrong nature, of course. And I told you, that's the danger of familiarity. Same would it be really, or can it be that possibility can happen for a child of God who is used to the Word of God, who knows the Word of God, so familiar with the Word of God? It may come to a point that you are so familiar to the point you begin to take God's Word for granted. Not because you look at the Word and say, I take it for granted. No. Unconsciously, you may find yourself taking God's Word for granted. Not talking, not really majoring on the most simplest way to prove this, like our excuses in church, you know. When you tell some people why not in church, they said, I was splitting my hair. Have you heard excuses like that? Huh? Or, you know, if it's an appointment with the devil, nobody tries that. For instance, if they told you that somebody said by 12 you will die, and they showed you the video, you may find some people not sleeping from morning till like 3 a.m. binding and casting that person's word. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? They take the word so serious. Because Satan looks so terrible. He doesn't act in a familiar way. People fear him. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? So he seems so powerful. There's this imaginary picture of him, you know, in our heart, that he is powerful. Yet he's not powerful. Why I say this is because I've noticed something. Not in the whole world, but in the Nigerian church. Especially for this teaching of new creation realities. I noticed that at the time it started, it was in the heart of almost everybody. Every young man was excited listening to that, you know, etc. Myself included. But as time will go by, you observe that somebody who says he understands new creation reality, I'm looking at two extremes now. At some point, you see that person having the same problem that the church in Galatians 3 had. Started in the spirit, but want to end in the flesh. You know why? Because they are wondering. All of these things have been seen in the spirit. How can it work? And somehow Satan comes and interferes through another person's wisdom. Or through his wisdom in another person's heart. You know the Bible said in Ephesians 4 and 15, he said, if we know Christ, then he said, we cannot be tossed to and fro by deceitful ideologies from where? Man's wisdom. So you see, they begin to tell them those kind of things that, see, you are a new creation, but you're nothing compared to Elijah. Have you heard a statement like that? And you hear them tell them things like, Elijah is a greater force. You know, their names they give him is a system. You may think it's not a problem. It's a huge problem. Because if Elijah, Moses, and all of these folks in the Old Testament were the zenith of how humanity should be, Jesus would have not come. Because they've painted the real picture of what God wants for humanity. So Jesus would have not come. You know why Jesus had to come? Because he had not seen that actual man that he wanted in any part of the world, in any dispensation yet, so he had to come. Even though there was Elijah, Elijah was not that portrait of a man that he desired. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Moses was not that ideal man he desired. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Yes, he loves them, he used them, but they are not that perfect man that he desired. And that's why the Bible says it is in the work of redemption that will become new creatures. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Now, the work of redemption was never available for those old folks. The Bible says, if anybody be in what? Christ. Is the word? New creation. It was not available for those old folks. So you see, they may have done wonderful works, but it's nothing compared. Not because I'm being emotional and just trying to, you know, motivate myself. Because scripture says so. Not me. The Bible says, of all men born of women, there is none greater than who? But he said, the least in what? Is greater than who? We would think it's not a problem, but it's a big problem. If God thinks that the least in the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist, and you think, no, Elijah is greater than we in the kingdom, There's a problem. There's something we will not touch. Listen carefully. If God thinks you should wear yellow and you are wearing blue, God say wear yellow and get into the house. It may not make sense. But there's a reason behind that instruction. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Some people say, it doesn't matter. All these people were saying new creation, let them store those rubbish. It's about winning souls. The statement you made is more terrible than what you are trying to stand against. How can you win souls without the right message? You know, years ago when we started knowing new Christian realities, there was a man that infected us so much. E.W. Kenyon. I remember one day I was reading his book and he said something. He said, many don't realize that what they teach and get people converted with, not that they were actually converted. You know, they felt emotional. Some of you can relate. Some of you became born again like 5 times. If I'm not mistaken. Am I lying? Why did you get born again and went back to your sin? You may say because you are a bad person. Not truly because you are a bad person. The Bible said the gospel is the power. It is the message that carries the power. Meaning if you heard the right thing, you can't go back. Now the gospel is not expository on heaven and hell. That's not the gospel. Telling you where you spend eternity. That's not the gospel. These are things that really exist. There's such a thing as heaven and there's what? Hell. But coming to emphasize that if you don't do well, you go to hell. If you do well, you go to heaven. It's not the gospel. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So for many years, these are things that people have been preaching and calling the gospel. Some describe lake of fire. Some describe how that if you don't live well, you will not be fulfilled destiny. And in your heart, destiny is becoming a good lawyer, a good doctor, and etc. And I asked a question many years ago. If these things were not there, will you still be a Christian? If, for instance, there's nothing like medicine and surgery, there's nothing like law, will you still be a Christian? Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? If there's nothing like making it, because most of the times when Christians gather and they are shouting, "Is my time," it's not their time for manifestation of sonship. That's not what they meant in their heart. What they meant in their heart is their time for their money. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? So their God have become mammon. That's what scripture is saying that people are not seeing. Are you listening to me? So you don't have Christians that can really stand like, you know, Daniel and say, take me into the lion's den. If I perish, I perish, like the three Hebrew boys and etc. Why? Because there's no conviction in their soul. These guys were able to do great things in the Old Testament, banking on sacrifices that were based on blood of cows and, you know, sheep and etc. And they were able to stand for God like that. But in the New Testament, the emphasis are different. Mammon has become a pursuit. Are you listening to me? And that is why, if you observe, anytime somebody is disappointed, he doesn't touch what he's supposed to touch, they feel like it's not necessary following God again. Have you heard people say things like this? I've been following God for years, I have nothing to show for it. Have you heard people saying that? You ask them, what do you mean by nothing to show for it? It's not because they don't have sound health. You know, somebody came to my office, was crying, saying all the things I've been doing is not working well, blah, blah, blah. And I looked at the person. I smiled. I said, are you sick? She said, no. I said, last time you told me you lay hands on your mother, she got well when she was about to die. Isn't it? She said, yes. I said, did your mother die? She said, no. How about your dad? You laid hands, he was alive. Is he alive? She said, yes. Did he die? No. I said, beautiful. All the people you prayed for and they give testimonies, they are alive, isn't it? Yes. I said, is God real? She said, yes, but I'm talking about my life. I said, what is it about your life? She said, sir, I've tried some businesses, they are not working. And I began to laugh. I was just laughing. At the point, the person started crying. Because she saw exactly how, you know, when wisdom comes, you begin to see your foolishness. And crying uncontrollably, I just had to hug. I said, God bless you. Go back and press. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you here tonight? Now, that's the first extreme. I don't want to be distracted. So you see some of them, they are beginning to delve back into the old teachings of the law. Because they tried new creation messages. And it didn't work for them. You know, you've had somebody in this nation that stood up one time and said, I used to be a fan of new creation realities. He used to be a fan. He said, but he lost his friend that was saying, I know who I am. The friend died. He says, from then he knew that we have to kill them by fire. Now, you know what that does if we don't talk? Many people who believe these teachings, new creation realities, will begin to doubt it. Are you listening to me? You see, you don't use your experience to validate the word of God. If you died, you're not going to die. If you believe these things and die, it is not the word of God that is not true. It is your experience that is not true. Let me. You know, most of you just look at everything happening in church. I was somewhere one time and I was preaching and I told them, what if I committed fornication before coming to this church? How would you know? Some people say, God forbid. So, I lie. I said, okay, what if I truly did that? How would you know? Because I look holy. I sang songs. You were so blessed and I'm teaching. So how would you have known? You know what the Bible said? It said, when you what? It said, when you break the edge, what happens? This happens, right? What if there are things you are doing that are not right and yet you come and look like you are right? Are you following what I'm trying to say? Take for instance, this man is a hypocrite. He comes here, he shouts with the mic, but when he goes back home, he's misbehaving. He's doing all the sins you can ever think of. Then this guy finally dies one day. I'm not saying that's the case with everybody. Are you listening? Nobody will think about this guy's sins. They'll start thinking about the things he has been confessing on the podium. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But he used to preach those things. He said he cannot die, blah, 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 blah. Why did he die? And God is on the throne smiling because he's seen everything. What a man sows, he shall reap. Our sowing is not the display we do on the podium here. The Bible says, he that seeth in the secret shall reward where? In the open. Are you listening to me? At the beginning of that statement in Galatians, he said, for God cannot be mocked. Now take for instance, what if that's this man's case and something bad happens to him? Who should we blame? The message, God, or him? But how will you know it's him? Are you all listening to me? So you cannot say the message is wrong because the person died. No, you are making a big mistake. Now, there are a lot of evidences you can even use for people that believe the new creation message, who are doing great things in God. We have E.W. Kenyon of blessed memory. We have Pa Kenneth Hagin. Are we together? These were mighty men in God. You are a Christian in the 21st century today. All you are doing is die by fire. You are a local Christian. Hey, smile and look at me. And say amen. Amen. You are local. You go into church, you are killing enemies. You are local. Say, Pastor, should we not kill them? I told you something before. There is a place where we are right now that enemies cannot come nigh. The Bible says you are seated. Is it the English that's the problem? He said you are seated what? He didn't say above. He said far. He didn't tell us how far. 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 Far above. Principalities and what? Believing that settles everything. You may look so dangerous. How many of you have seen these babalawos on TV? Nollywood. With their red designers, whatsoever they put on their face with their staff. You know how threatening they look when they appear in the movie scene? Is the wine and all of them. They may look so terrible, but guess what? You look more terrible than them in the spirit. You are more terrifying than them. I told you that before. They kept charm. You saw charm. It's the blood of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. You know, one time when we moved into our house, one of the in-laws was arranging the front, and she saw something they buried. One funny thing they buried. If you see how they arranged the thing and buried it. So Jesus Christ. And she called Mama T to call me. Then I came. And I carried it. She looked at it and I carried it. I said, maybe it's charm for the former people that were here. And I said they should give me magic. So I don't threw it and I was burning it by the side. They were just looking at me so strange. And they were expecting me to hold it and say, now that's just one wrong example he gave. I like to cite good examples. In our generation, what of people like Pastor Chris? He's still saying it to today. And we're seeing the glorious result. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
so you see, don't get confused. Some people have given up on this message. I'm watching the body of Christ today in Nigeria. I'm just looking at what people are saying. I'm wondering, what is really happening to us? Somebody said something. He said, if we're not careful, our children will go and be looking for God in museums. It's true. It's true. With what we're saying. No biblical reference. You see somebody come and say something. You know. I heard someone speaking. Is that some of the mysteries I'm saying now, the Bible cannot prove it. He now said, listen. He now said, what was the Bible that Jesus used in his days? What was the Bible that Paul read? They spoke words and they called it Bible. We are speaking words and they'll call it Bible. They are going to add it to the Bible. And I was wondering, that's sick. Even Jesus was referring us to the book of Isaiah. You know when Jesus resurrected and those two folks were not recognizing him, guess what he said? He said, oh, you slow in heart and dull not to have believed what the prophet have said. Was it not written? He was not expecting them to hear God or know the things of God from any book rather than the Bible. And that's why I told you that the word of God, now we've seen this in scripture several times, that the word of God is a more sure word of prophecy. If you don't understand God's word, you will cause too much trouble upon the face of the earth. You know, I mean, there are folks today that tell us that, you know, I don't know if you saw it recently, they were doing an impartation. I've said to you people here, a man was imparting another man with a kiss. That's where it will be going to us, you know, if we don't stay with scriptures. Impartation, lips impartation. La bragadish. Is that all? No? Was it not one time a prophet took two people's bum bum and it was facing the church? And he was doing deliverance? Did you guys see the bum bum? I saw the terrible bum bums. Now, imagine why in a time that they are doing bum bum deliverance service, that a man looks at everybody. Now, it's not a joking matter. He looks at every part of the body and sees he wants to deliver demon. Demon should be a bum bum. And they were facing live TV. Tell somebody, wake up. When you see those things, it should stir something within you. The Bible said the earnest expectation of creation waited for what? The manifestation of sons. Manifestation of sons. You see the things, you know, some of you will see wrong sons. Which kind of wrong son be this? You will criticize, you don't laugh, I'm going to sit down. Look at them. Creation are waiting for you. You will see. That is why you can notice that is wrong. Then you go and be snoring. Those people are not snoring. No. With their wrong lyrics, they'll wake up in the middle of the night. They'll create songs. You that have the right lyrics, you are sleeping. You are snoring. They are dominating. You are snoring. Say, I'm waiting for digital misa. I'm waiting for line array. You know, when Kaduna, when one of these songs started spreading, guess how it spread? It was not recorded. it was MP3 recording. You know this phone recording? They just recorded with phone when they were ministering the song. That's how we started singing that song in Kaduna. MP3. Those days in Kaduna, till now, I don't know the people that sang some songs in Kaduna. You just hear that. Some people are started singing it. We will sing from here. Zaria will be singing. They will sing. We'll be singing here. We don't even used to know. It's today now, though, we'll be hearing that the person that wrote this song is one guy, blah, 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 blah. We don't even know the people that wrote it. Because we're not waiting for a digital misa. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So I have plenty of songs, but I'm waiting for the right time. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. We ought to rise. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Many terrible things are happening. You are seeing it already. Many terrible things. Why? Because people don't want to stay and be disciplined to just being around parameters of scripture. Very important. You know, one time, many years ago, a new sound started. Not trying to mock so that we get somewhere. And I remember some people here, they started singing the song. And I told them to stop. And they were like, I'm sure they were wondering. They couldn't say anything because I'm pastor. You know, but I'm very sure, you know, one of the songs where they were going to take a bowl of fire. So when I heard, I'm waiting to take a bowl of fire, I said they should stop. So I said, you want a bowl of fire? And I asked him, for what? Now imagine it, you just carry a bowl of fire and begin to drink. You know, a lot of imagination, when you take the bowl of fire, you think it's cartoon. When you take it now, you now feel fire on your inside. Where did you read in scripture that you drink fire? What crazy imaginations. The simplicity of the word has been neglected. You know, some people don't want to sound hot. You know, song like this, majesty. So, no. There's no power there. Which one now is a powerful song? The one Kira was singing the other day, here when I entered. I think I told you to tell her to stop singing that song. Wadulam, ayaho, 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 ayaho. I say stop. I say because I don't know the meaning of that. You are just saying adulam, 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 ayaho, ayaho. I know some of you are wondering what was happening with Pastor. True, it doesn't make any sense to me. If you want to sing, sing scriptures. And that's just one side. I'm going to hit the other side. Remember, I stop people again from singing one song in this place. He say he love me. Oh, mama. I know some of you are wondering, but that one, the words are clear. Why did I stop that song? The Bible says, by their fruit you shall what? Know them. I'm not scared of nobody. It's me that God gave the work. And I'm flowing like he's doing me. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How can you put nose ring, earring, and be doing, oh, mama. I told you something. I said, what if my daughter one day looks at that, hears me singing that song. Oh, daddy, I like that your song. So, okay, sing it. Sing it, Shekinah. Oh, mama. I'm trying to get her a keyboard already. Now, imagine she sings that song and goes to look for the video. And she sees the man with nose ring and earring. She says, ah, daddy, daddy, I want to present this song in church. I said, okay, that would be great. So, daddy, I want to look exactly like the singer. I said, how do you mean? Daddy, I'll need you to buy me nose ring. 2 more pairs of earring because I want to burn more space. What will I say? I'll say, no, it's wrong. She'll not say, but why is he doing it? Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? I know some of you are very, very cold now. You are wondering, what is happening? Is Jesus that is happening? But I'm going to come to that. But that's just another side of the extreme. Hallelujah to Jesus. So one side of the extreme is that you understand this thing, you believe it, and all of a sudden, when it seems like it's not going, life is not going the way it should go, you begin to neglect and begin to enter into another belief. You started in the spirit, you want to end in the flesh. Galatians 3. Paul called them foolish what? Galatians. Number 2. Some people think to be a new creation in Christ is to have freedom to do anything. Virtually anything. Those days when we started in Kaduna, there were some set of people who, because they understood the new creation stuff. You know, I didn't just bump into the new creation message. I grew up in an apostolic setting. Hallelujah to Jesus. And we felt like we were raised to believe that, you know, and it's beautiful. Prayer, purity. That's our watchword. And if you look like anything outside a Christian, we don't take you serious. And we were seeing the power of God flowing. So it was not a problem to us at all. I remember those days. We'll go for a meeting and we'll see some set of people plait their hair. Many years ago, around 2011, they'll plait their hair and be singing. I remember the song, one of these wonderful songs. It's not a bad song, but the person was singing the song. How great is our God? He was just doing like this. And his hair, he plaited his hair. And I remember my friend touching me. He said, let's go and get out from this unholy atmosphere. And I remember me telling him that, let's just wait. Maybe it's not their fault. The next person may bless us. He was so angry, he sat down in worship. I was telling him that if I'm ready, we should be getting away from this place. Guess what happened? Like he was just condemning. I'm going somewhere. Are we together? Like he was just complaining or condemning. After a few weeks, that same person, a sister in our fellowship, came and reported him. He was trying to have his way with that sister. And several other people, when we started talking about the case, we started hearing this trouble everywhere. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Why? Because for him, he felt like, you know, there was a message. This thing has been there, that whatever you do in the flesh does not matter. Are you listening to me? That's also wrong. Tell somebody that's also wrong. All of these things you are hearing is to corrupt this perfect message, this perfect sound. Satan is just making an attempt to corrupt it. Satan has, you know, he has been fighting this sound for years. Now, many years ago when Paul was on the earth in 2 Corinthians 12, what happened to him? After knowing all of these mysteries, the Bible says a point came in his life, Satan put an infirmity upon him, a thorn on his flesh. What happened? The Bible says he cried to the Lord 3 times. Imagine Paul with all the beautiful writing, crying to the Lord how many times? 3 times. Take this problem away from me. Now, what did God tell him? He still took him back to what Paul has been emphasizing. He said, Paul, nothing new. My strength is perfect in what? Weakness. He said, my grace is what? Sufficient for you. You know, you understand this mystery so much. Sometimes things will come your way and you are not even confessing the word. You are just watching, looking. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Have you been there before? You are in a big trouble. You can't even speak God's word. You are so used to it. At the first time you heard the word of God, new creation message, you were excited. Now you have seen it finished. Let me put it like that. It's not looking special to you. It's not sounding nice to you because you have heard a lot of things. A lot of things in this world. That's why Paul will send people like Timothy and Titus to go into certain cities and make sure doctrine is preserved. The right knowledge is preserved. Why? Because you see, your life can never be as beautiful as the knowledge you have on your inside. Because the Bible said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Are you guys listening to me tonight? So Satan has been on this pursuit for many years. He has been on the pursuit for many years. I was telling somebody, when we're doing a walk on the book of Acts, I said, if you read the book of Acts, you will see some troubles, like close to what we're experiencing today in the church. You will see argument there. People argued. Peter and Paul did not agree immediately, or Peter and the 12 did not agree on doctrine immediately. Paul, for instance, didn't believe in baptism of water. Peter and the 12, they believed in it. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Paul never did it. He didn't believe in it. The 12 believed in it. At the end of everything in 2 Peter, what did Peter say?
He said the things our brother Paul teach are from God, but they are what? Difficult to what? To understand. He said, be careful, some of you who are running with this message, so that you don't go and destroy yourselves. When I saw it the first time, I said, that's the grace message. And people are destroying themselves today with the warning Peter gave many years ago. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, some problem the apostolic or any other part of Christianity think about, we that believe this new creation message, is this. They are wondering, we are flesh and blood. How can you say a man and a woman can live 100% above sin? Does that make sense? You know, this statement I just made does not have any problem. There's no problem with the statement. The only problem is that we feel we are human beings and we are weaker beings, and it can't just be somehow. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Not because God said it can't be. Take for instance 1 John 3 and 9. Let's see. And everybody read. Whoever has been born of God does not what? For his what? And he cannot what? Because he has been born. 1 John 3, 6. Everyone read. What does this mean? If you know God, you cannot sin. Now, 2 Corinthians, I think 4, 7. But we have this treasure in what? That the excellence of the power may be of what? And not of us. These people are flesh and blood. They are flesh and blood. How can they say they can live above sin? God said the reason why this glory can find expression in earthen vessels is so that when people look at us, they can say, they will say, this cannot be of a man. This can only be by God. In other words, God is saying that even though we are human beings, we are flesh and blood, it is possible to live in the glory, walk in the glory. Are you all listening to me tonight? Don't limit yourself because you feel you are only human. In fact, God never created us as humans to be weak. He said, I've created man in my own what? Image and likeness. I wrote something many years ago on Facebook. I said, if you expect yourself to sin, you sin. So don't be surprised. Because God meets expectation, not needs. The Bible says the expectation of the righteous cannot be cut short. If you expect yourself to sin, you must sin. If you don't expect yourself to sin, you will not sin. Say, I can't sin. I don't sin. In the name of Jesus. Say it again. Say, I can't sin. I don't sin. In the name of Jesus. What you say, you see. We saw it in Ezekiel, right? Verse 11, Ezekiel, is it 13, 37, 30 what? Verse 11. Very briefly, let's read again. He said, then he said to me, son of man, these bones are what? The whole house of Israel. What did they say? They indeed say, our bones are, our hope is, and we ourselves are what? And what did Ezekiel see? He saw a valley of what? Dry bones. They ended up in what they were saying. Are you seeing that? Say, I'm not a sinner. Now say it boldly. Say, I'm not a sinner. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You know, I heard a man of God say, they say they are the new Superman. The new Superman. Is that in the Bible? How can they be calling themselves the new Superman? Say, I'm the new Superman.
I'm the new Superman.
New creatures. What's that creature over there? Don't behave like the old creatures. Looking worried, bored, tired. I'm not tired. You need to know how I was feeling before I came to church today. That's why I sent for... But as I sat there, I started singing. I literally felt the weakness leaving. I feel so strong. I mean, I can box 50 people right now. And I can't be sick. I refuse to be sick. Glory to God. We are life-giving spirits. I refuse to be sick. They say there's a tumor in your system. We say, get out in the name of Jesus. Cancer in your body, die in the name of Jesus. We started hearing testimonies of last Sunday. Have you been hearing already? The growth disappears in the name of Jesus. Why? The hand of the Lord is upon me. I can't fail in life. Mary asked the question. She said, how can these things be? Seen, I know not a man. Is it possible that you have a child without a woman? He said, don't worry. The possibility for this thing to happen is going to come upon you. He said, the hand of the Lord, the Holy Ghost, will come upon you and he will produce that holy child on your inside. Now, I told you the same thing happened in Ezekiel. Is it chapter 1? Verse 1, I mean. Give me verse 1. What happened? He said, the hand of the Lord came upon me. When God wants to take you for an impossible assignment, the first thing he brings upon you is his hand. Look at it. It said, the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me into the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. What brought him to that impossible situation? The hand of the Lord. Tarry in Jerusalem until you've been endued with power from above. Wait, don't go. Wait. Don't go out. Say, I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Now, we have seen in scripture that the possibility for anything to happen is the hand of God upon us. That's a possibility for anything to happen in this. According to the Bible, it said, Mary, for this to happen, the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. The power of the Lord will overshadow you and you will bring forth that holy child. Ezekiel, for this possibility, for dry bones to come alive, the hand of the Lord has to come upon you. For you, the Bible says you are filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is in and upon you. How many of you received the fullness of the Holy Spirit at baptism? You pray in the Holy Ghost. You are full of the Holy Ghost. Now, just begin to look at every impossibility. Don't care to see the end and vet whether you can do it or not. Like Paul, when the Holy Ghost comes in and upon you, what do you say? I can do all things. All things. The things have not come yet, but I can do it. Why? I have what it takes to do the impossible. The hand of the Lord is upon me. The hand of the Lord is upon me. How can they be claiming holy, 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 holy? You know, many years ago, his sister was so angry with me. I was counseling a brother. I don't want to say that she led to sin, because something is wrong with him. Many years ago, she lured that brother. Well, the brother lured himself and fell into the law whatsoever happened. And as I was trying to counsel this brother, because we used to be very close, he now would take my counsel and go and tell the lady. She charmed him with, was it love or lust? I don't know. He would tell her every counsel. Like I said, so you need to go and sit with God because you have made a mistake. Pastor Simon said, I need to go and sit with God. So I can you imagine? Then she would not call. So you'll be advising people. And one day she told me, she said, holy, holy. Holy, holy, and we know you are holy. Only God knows the sin you are doing, because we have not caught you yet. You are claiming right. Only God knows the one you have done. If that lady had known the one I have done, oh God, if I had done anyone and she catch me, with the way she was sounding, she would put it on social media, put my face, put the evidence. But she couldn't find anyone. So she was so angry and kept on insulting. So I left the guy. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. She was wondering. You know, one time I heard her saying, they should go and check the miracles that happened in GCMI. She was telling some young boys, most of them are fake. Probably they are arranging it. So they are fake, all those things they put online. They are fake, probably. How can he say, he has not had anything to do with a woman before, blah, blah, blah. We know him. And I say, what? They should ask her, she know me well. What have I done? There is no evidence. Yes, you go explain to her. There is no evidence. And I'm not trying to boast in the flesh. Are you listening to me? You know, many years ago, I think it's in Abuja now, Apostle or Pastor Lawal, we grew up in the same place in Kaduna. And he asked a question. He says, Simon, for years, I've observed you to be consistent. What has kept you to be consistent? I said, the things that I used to believe are the things that kept me to be consistent. Nothing else. Nothing more. People have asked me that question several times. How are you able to stand the test of time to this point? We didn't hear anything. I said, the things you hear me say are the things that keep me alive. Simple and short. You see, these things I tell you, when I tell you, I don't go and look for a higher one, and I'm believing at who? So, oh, Pastor Simon will preach our own for us, then we'll go and look for a higher dimension. I say, now we're in the realm of the immortals. We'll receive for the mortals. No. The same thing I'm telling you right, like this, that's what I will go home and be meditating upon. Many years ago, one of my neighbor is a security man in BSU. Some of you know him. That man that always helps you people at the gates. Many years ago, he complained about me praying. Not just praying. He said, how can you be praying for 2 hours and be saying, I'm a son of God? He said, 2 hours. He was my neighbor behind Varsity Tito. He said, you are praying 2 hours. That's not my problem. He has a lot of books. He used to even give me books to read sometimes. He said, I have one book by Ken Hagin. Come and take. But he had a problem that I was praying 2 hours mentioning one thing. He wanted to hear another thing. But he didn't hear. I'm a son of God. I'm a son of God. I'm a son of God. I'm a son. 2 hours. I didn't calculate it. He calculated it. He told me 2 hours. Hallelujah to Jesus. I'm a son of the living God. You know, when you've done your research, when you understand what sonship means, if you say I'm a son, you know exactly the implication of what you are saying. You know what it means for you to say I'm a son? You are exactly, somebody say exactly, like Jesus Christ. He said, as I am, so are. Some of you are not even charged believing this. You are like Jesus. Hello. So are you where? In, not when you die and get there. You are like Jesus. Pastor Simon, why will you not sin? I'm like Jesus. We don't have a savior that is ignorant of the feeling of our infirmity. He felt all of our infirmity. What? You mean Jesus saw babes and he looked at the babes and he was not moved by it? Yes. When Jesus was on the earth, he saw babes and without fine babes, hot babes, and was not moved by the babes. We don't have a savior that is ignorant of the feelings of our infirmities. Say, oh no, when God came to the earth as Jesus, he came with a cheat code. So that when he saw ladies, then that cheat code will just make sure the ladies don't interfere with his purity. No. He came, walked on the earth as a man. Are you listening to me? The Bible says we don't have a savior that is what? Ignorant of the feeling of our infirmities. I know most of you are thinking, Jesus, all this temptation, Jesus, Siam. Everyone know. You see the way you fool your head. You'll just be walking, you'll be hearing stupid things in your head. You do this, do that, do this, do that, do this, do that, like drum. They are all suggestion. You're not a sinner yet, except you do them. He will always suggest. Satan, even while Jesus was on the earth, he was suggesting, if you are son of God, change stone to bread, blah, 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 do this. He will suggest. When you are done shouting, I'm a son of a living God, I have eternal life. Don't think you will not say, oh, I'm scared of you. When you go back home, as you are browsing, one ad will just come up. Poop. See how Pastor Phil just shouted, pew. Seems the ad have come up for you so many times. Because the way you catch me before I landed, I'm wondering. It will just appear, pew. Don't say, visit this site to see exciting things. That's what you used to say, right? The blood of Jesus. It's not blood of Jesus that used to do anything there. The Bible says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are what? Mighty. Through God to what? Pulling down strongholds. Can I have 3 folks run here? With your jotters? Fast. Can I have 1 Christian run to the middle? If you believe you are a Christian, you are the 3rd folk. The Christian should come to the middle. The Christian? You are doubting yourself. No, it's not by color. You know, some white folks, some people with white and white just enacted celibate gay priest. So wear black from henceforth. Now, are you here? Lord, give you understanding. Amen. Now I'm Christian. Three of you raise your daughter up. As a man thinketh, so is he. Now Satan is fighting to make it. You know, the Bible said this is war, and there's no middle ground. Satan is fighting to take this verse. God knows that this verse is already his own. See, Satan is trying to drag us, but we belong to God. Romans 12 say, acknowledge that your body is already a living sacrifice. Act according to the knowledge. What is the knowledge? 1 Corinthians says, you have been bought with a price and you are not your own. We are not. What we are doing today is just saying, God, we agree. We understand. We believe. This is your body. As we live in righteousness and neglecting, we are affirming that this body belongs to him. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? So I always tell people, stop trying to give God your body. Alright? Know that God has already collected your body. By what it takes to collect your body. The perfect sacrifice on Calvary. If you are trying to give God your body, it will be so tough. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? But if you understand that your body has already been given to God, it will be very easy. It belongs to God. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? So this body belongs to God, and God wants living sacrifices, not dead sacrifice. He wants us to live his glory with our body, not when we are dead. Are you listening? So God wants his word on our inside. The man thinketh in his heart, and I told you before, that's why he didn't come as fire. That's why he didn't come as flood. He came as what? The word. Because as a man thinketh in his, so is he. So he chose to come as the word. Because that's the only way to touch humanity to his zenith. And affect humanity to the zenith. But if he came as fire, what will happen? If he came as flood, then what will happen? He came as the word. The word there is logos in Greek. It means God's way of thinking. So that he can fulfill Genesis 1. What did he say in Genesis 1? I have created man in my what? Image. And what? Likeness. Man imagines like me and he lives like me. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So Satan is fighting. This is God's vessel. He's fighting three demons, sending different thoughts. Let's give them names. What's the name of this person now? Just can't call any demon sin and we'll give. The demon of what? Laviata, lust. I don't know why Christians know that demon more than any other demon. What of this one? Baphomet. This one is the one that... what does Baphomet do? Huh? Like money. Okay, let's say money. What of this one? Huh? Laggard. You know demons, though. Laggard. I've not heard that one before. What does laggard do? Eh? What? Slothful demon. It's like Laviata now. So give me another one. Eh? Demon of pride. After all, we name one demon called Ogbanje in Nigeria. We can name any demon. Are we together? You know, in the realm of the spirit, even God will be wondering, when did I name this angel before he changed to a demon as Ogbanje? And there's one we call Mami Water Spirit. Hallelujah. Nigerians are wonderful beings. And do you know this demon have accepted that name? You know the Bible says, whatever name you call them shall be their names. So the demon of pride, Baphomet, Laviata. So as he's a fine boy like this now, Laviata will start disturbing him. And be sending wrong thoughts. He had a speck before he became born again. And the speck was a woman like who? What? Delilah. Who is his brother? Sense, stand up. Tell us the kind of women this man used to like those days that you know him, not now. Those days. Short. Dark. Do you know we are making progress? How many of you are connecting the dots now? Short, dark. That's all. He likes short. Do you remember that time? You like short, dark ladies. You say, okay, you get the point now. All right. Don't loud it, everybody. Now, Laviata comes upon him and he's thinking of short, dark ladies. Then suddenly there's a righteous, short, dark lady in church. That doesn't, nothing concern how this man will not say, God said, that's my wife. Now, we don't know what his spec was. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But somebody within, that's why the Bible says, better are the wounds of a friend than the kiss of an enemy. This man will say, Kai, my man, you know, saying that this kind of girls really like that time. You sure saying that God tell you. You see, that spirit of lust can make you to make wrong decisions. All of a sudden, you are just lost in. He will just suggest something in your head. As the short, dark lady will pass. I've never heard somebody that likes a short, dark lady. As a short, dark lady will pass. That's why they say beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. As a short, dark lady will pass, this man will say, oh my God. Satan will be suggesting, wow. And if he doesn't have spiritual maturity, when he's leading prayers now in church, he will just come around when the short lady, Repako Sananaba, Teko Likakaka, Robobobobo. You know, I have a friend who is in the military. He was raising some people in Calabar. So you can sit down. So when he did a program one time, he now told them to lead prayer and testimony. So when they did it, they now were eyeing, he was watching them, they were eyeing cameraman to snap them. So So he said to me that he just noticed everything. When the conversion finished, he told the cameraman to bring all the pictures. He now selected their own out. All of it. And said they should post this. So the guy started calling the camera. What about our pictures? They said, go and collect it in Papa's place. He said, all of you should come for your pictures. So when they came, he now started showing them. He said, if you were really praying, how did you post like this? He now said, this is your post now. Is to what end? Then he will now say, because of Philomena, right? You will not post this thing. Something will happen to your soul when this picture don't go online. Flesh will die. God will be glorified. I was laughing. He said to them, he said, it will pain your heart that this picture you have been anticipating for will not get online. And only Jesus will get the glory. That people just prayed for him and nobody saw the aftermath of the meeting. Imagine we stop you people from posting some of your pictures after every Sunday. That kind of thing. It was so painful. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's how those demons work. Suggesting wrong thing. Before you know, he's thinking it's God and probably it's not God. Are we together? Because sometimes the spirit of lust can pretend like it's okay. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? It can just make you feel like everything is fine. You start hearing things like, marry a woman that you like, not the will of God. When you like her, God will receive her. Have you heard people say things like that? They are already with itchy ears, waiting for somebody to say what they want to hear. But God does not give a wife. Say, that's my pastor. God gives a wife. And God gives a husband. And probably with that person you are scared of is your husband and is your wife. That's number one, Laviata. Number two, Baphomet. Suddenly he begins to like money too much. You know those kind of people that they will not pray in the house. When they take back and they are going to work, on the bike. Then they are greeting you. Good morning, oh, Lapa Shakaba. I celebrate grace. Then they get to work. So did you pray this morning? Ah, fire. How did you pray? While I was coming. Jaga. They can't stay 30 minutes. They will feel like somebody is taking their money somewhere. But there was a time they were praying 30 minutes, but now that they are collecting 150. Even departmental meeting is a burden. And that's a demon. If you are there. Number three demon, pride. At the time time this young man came to church, he can carry speaker on the head. But suddenly, Philomena stepped in church. And she was short and dark. All of a sudden, Donald, come and carry speaker. No. Some things, we depart some things. Time the Bible said, the apostle said, we cannot do other that those kind of linear jobs. They give themselves to the word and prayer. There's a call upon my life. Let some people go and serve tables, not us. It's a demon seeming to raise itself above the knowledge of Christ. You see, another knowledge is coming to subject the knowledge you already had. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That's how the devil behaves. And this demon may be so big. Can you come, Jerome? Come. Where's Jerome? Fast. Imagine a demon has climbed. Bring one of these chairs. Let him climb. Climb this chair. Imagine a demon as big as this man. Climb. Imagine you are like this. Imagine this is your real height. You have the demon is giving the idea. Big like this. But the only way this demon can inflict this guy, subject this guy, is by this guy believing his ideology. If this man then takes this demon's ideology and say, okay, I believe it, then this demon is in charge of this guy. But if this guy refuses this demon's ideology and say, no, he now speak God's word, this demon, as big as he is, will be subjected. So don't mind the size of the demon, subject the ideology. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You see, there's a demon. There's a demon we call the demon of this. I saw one demon. She had long hair. She had big. The demon was so big to this building. Stop describing the demon. It doesn't matter. That big demon can only happen to you when you take on your inside his lies, his or her ideologies. When you believe them, the demon who is big will have effect on you. But if you refuse their ideologies, they won't. They won't. Are you listening to me? No, they won't. I told you my experience many years ago. Many years ago, on campus, I prayed when I came to BSU, Lord, give me BSU. I thought BSU was what I was seeing. When I went to sleep in the middle of the night, I woke up under a river. And the people were so beautiful. Never seen such beautiful people before. So all of them were tightening white gown, white wrapper, something like that. And it was just coming around, playing. I thought they were even angels. And I heard somebody say, come and take BSU. Come and take. I said, where will I take BSU? Under the water? So I started looking around. Then in the physical, I had already started reacting. I woke up. As I woke up, I saw the leg of a being that was so big, almost entering my roof. I couldn't see the head. And of course, I always had a cunning nature. So when I looked at the chest, I couldn't see the head. In my heart, I said, this must be very big. So I closed my eyes. And I'd learned it before. You know, I told you a story. I was sleeping in the room and the song was playing and the person who was singing the song was speaking in tongues. Wah, 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 wah. So a vulture appeared in the center of my room. A literal vulture. And not because the vulture appeared. What got me thinking was the vulture was close to the speaker of the tongues. So I was like, he should born already. And listen, I couldn't stand up. I was pressed. Like 100 and something hands were on me. I was looking like this. I said, that demon should leave already. You see, God will not allow you to touch those friends because you are seated together with Christ. But those days before we knew these things, demon used to press us. Satan were used to demon pressing us. It was not a new thing. It was not a sad thing. This is a demon pressed me yesterday. Oh. Ah, now, wow. What are you doing now? What happened? The one who called, oh, but me too, demon pressed me. Oh. It's not something like, demon pressed me. Hey, no, it was pressing us. This is a demon pressing, and you are in Christ. But those days, it was war. Because the way we saw demons were like our mates, it was two fighting. Christianity was like two fighting to us. Kokua. I mean, if you know what they call Kokua in Hausa. We are struggling to survive. You hit the devil hit you, we'll just. So they pressed me, and I remember in my heart I said, I am seated together with Christ. Suddenly light, whew, suddenly the vulture, whew, It has happened several times. I remember when I was praying in the barracks, praying for the youth in the barracks. Used to do evangelism in the barracks, NDA barracks, you know. And one day I was praying because the people were so stubborn. The young boys don't like to listen to Jesus. As I was praying for them, suddenly somebody came literally, not physically, I mean, in the spirit, but the effect was literal, blocked my two nose. And I was going. I knew I was going to meet the Lord. And I remember, I wanted to say, Jesus, oh, in prayer, oh, la ba 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 ba. What thought came again? I am seated together with Christ. Pew! Everything scattered. I said, wow. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's where the victory is, in your thinking. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? In your word, thinking. That's why I believe. You know, somebody told me, he said, Pastor Simon, you talk down Satan too much. I don't know if some of you saw that post that time. A young man was replying to my, when I said, when you know Christ, you live like the devil does not exist. He said, oh, we should stop all those kind of hype. Satan is powerful. Do you know there are Christians? He was arguing with me because of the experiences he was seeing in his church. He said, do you know there are Christians who are tongue speaking, born again, but they are addicted to pornography? That's them being under a demon, under the master of a demon. And one of my pastors said, if it's you, just say it out. And he got offended. And they were just speaking on my comment section. That was the only thing. He said, if it's you, text her and say it. He got offended. He said, don't stop. I hate all this hype. All these new creation people, eh? They are talking too much. He goes to an apostolic setting, and in his heart, he believes that deliverance can be happening anytime. You can be 20 years in the faith and be inflicted by a demon of pornography. And do you know why Satan deals with people like that even though they pray? Because of ignorance. Because there is no prayer except there is knowledge. Prayer has no definition except the knowledge of Christ is available. You know, in physics, there's what we call key terms. One of the key terms that we use to describe the word prayer is revelation. If there's no revelation, prayer is useless. Because when we pray in the spirit, we build up our most holy faith. How did that faith come? By hearing the word. So if you believe wrongly, your prayer will be going towards the wrong direction. It will not aim at the right thing. That's why somebody is praying, and when he's done praying, he feels like doing a bad thing. How can you finish praying and feel like doing a bad thing? Because you prayed amiss. That's why Jesus taught them how to pray. If prayer is anything that comes from our mouth, Jesus would have not taught us how to pray. There's a way to pray. And the Lord's Prayer is not prayer. The Lord's Prayer is a format of prayer. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Because right now we are not praying the kingdom come. The kingdom has come. Jesus said the kingdom is within you. Are you listening to me? It's a format of prayer. He taught them to call God their Father. They never knew him as a Father. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We saw God's school of thought. He doesn't want us to be thinking as a people that will one day go and make heaven. He wants us to understand that we're destined to bring heaven to the earth. We saw it in the Bible. We are not living for heaven at last. We are living to bring the influence of heaven to the earth. Am I saying there's no heaven? No. But God wants us to bring the influence of heaven to the earth. As it is in, so shall it be upon the face of the earth. You know, there's a way you'll be so careful that you'll be making it look like it is by your strength. Like one time on campus, they told me to come and stay in a compound that is full of holy people. And all of them would not wear earrings. They don't wear earrings. They don't like dressing nice. And they said they trust the grace of God upon my life. And the last room there has to be me. So they brought a proposal that I should come and pay. Because I was looking for a house. So I now agreed to come and pay. Because me too, I wanted peace of mind. So when I entered the place, the first lady passed. The first guy passed. They were fetching water. I was looking at the house. Such a beautiful house. Such a beautiful people. I said, is this my neighbor? I said, yeah, this is your direct neighbor. I said, what is my neighbor? I said, what of? No, best other person is in this place. Like somebody who is, only you people say yes. I said, okay. All right, I'll come back. When I left, I never came back. Because I saw problem. Somebody will say, what kind of problem? I saw problem. What was it to them, they feel like as Christians, it should be isolation from the world. We have nothing to do with the world. Not knowing that as Christians, we're supposed to infiltrate the world. Are you listening to me? I remember again, same period, they called me into a group. They said the Virgins Association. I'm proud to be a virgin, was our shirt. Pastor Simon, we sense you are a virgin. I said, okay. I didn't even say yes. I said, okay. In fact, who would say no? If you're not, will you not tell the public that, no? Most of everybody, in fact, everybody here, are you a virgin church? Where to go? Yes. Who would say no here? Did they used to use something to test if you're a virgin? Boom, not a virgin. No. So when they told me to carry the shirt, I said no. They said, I thought you said you are a virgin. Take this shirt, wear it. I'm proud to be a virgin. Maintain your purity. And I said, no. I don't need to write it on my forehead. Are you listening to me? And you know why I even refuse it? Because you see, I don't want to make anybody think that as because you are not a virgin, then you are useless. Circumcision or uncircumcision does not matter in Christ Jesus. But faith that worketh by love. Very important. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Is it that Pastor Simon is speaking for himself? He doesn't want people to know. Well, I don't care. I don't need to prove anything to you. But you see, everybody is okay in Christ Jesus. We all are coming from somewhere. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? I don't need to be asking somebody, okay, I want to make you a pastor, young man, what's your name? Favor, I want to make you a pastor. Are you sure? What's your body count? No, I'm not saying you should say it to the church, okay? So I want to make you a pastor. What's your body count? Say, pastor, 7. What? That's a perfect destruction. Stay aside. We need somebody, you know, like one of the greatest lies I ever heard is that Mary was able to carry Jesus because she was a virgin. I know some of you are wondering. The person said, you know why God used Mary? Because she was a virgin. Be pure. God did not use Mary because she was a virgin. It was destined for her lineage to carry the seed. Okay, Mary's great-grandmother was who? Rahab, prostitute. Prostitute. The seed that begat prostitute. Why did Jesus choose to come from that kind of place? You know, there's a statement in the days of Jesus, can anything good come from Nazareth? And he came out from that place. Like when my mother was describing me, my bed. One time, I was laughing till I got home. I started thinking. She said, you know, eh? When you started doing this Pentecostal thing, I never disturbed you. She disturbed me, but she was claiming she never disturbed me. She said, you know, I did not really disturb you. I said, no. She said, because those days when I was carrying you, I will be sleeping. They will be arranging my bed. When I wake up, they will cut my knees. Arrange my body. Then I will be asking people, what is wrong with me? Did they want to take my child? Then they will be telling me he's a special child. That in their village, they are doing this, is a special child. So she said from that time, she knew there was something upon my life. She now said when they gave birth to me, anything evil, I don't like. Anywhere people are, I don't like going there. She said, I now said I wanted to be a priest. I said, really? She said, but we refuse. I said, thank you, Jesus. She said, anything, trust God. You were pursuing. Now, don't go and check and say, Pastor Simon was a bad boy in secondary school. I'm saying the good side. I would have been quite stubborn. Do you get what I'm trying to say? But she said these things, and when I went back, I laughed. I was just laughing. So when I went back home to sleep, I was not thinking, really? I said, it's important she told me this. Something just registered in my spirit. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, sometimes you can have this kind of story tied to you and you make a hell lot of mistakes. I'm wondering if I should share some of these stories to you people. People are going through a lot. Are you listening to me? So you have to be careful how you preach the gospel. Don't just anyhow, you know, it is not your hatred for sin that takes people out from sin. You hate sin so much. How can you be in sin? You are a stupid person if you are in sin. How can you be sleeping with different men? You are an idiot. That's not what takes people out from sin. You are just being emotional for nothing. What takes people out from sin is the finished work of Jesus. The gospel is the power, not your emotion. If you like insult them, that will not change them. The power is in the message. Jesus said, if I'm lifted up, I'll draw what? All men. It's in the resurrected Jesus that all men can be drawn. In the message. That's why Paul said, I don't want to know nothing amongst you but what? Christ and him being what? Crucified. What I'm doing tonight is to make sure that you are not so familiar with God's word that you begin to neglect important things. Go back to the basics. Are you listening to me? Take the Bible. I know who I am. Bought with a price. Pray those prayers. I'm above only. Never be net. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I live above sin. I reign above the devil. Pray like that. Not looking for things that don't have any existence. You know, I was preaching somewhere. I think I told you people, I was supposed to go to Kaduna one time and this man was in the car with me. And as we were going, he said to me, he said, Pastor. No, not Pastor, sorry. He said, because I didn't tell him I'm a pastor. So while we're going, he asked me, how are you? I said, I'm fine. I said, how are you too? He said, I'm fine. I said, okay. He said, what fellowship do you attend on campus? I said, Glory Carriers Ministry. He said, I've heard of that ministry. Apostle Simon. He even called me apostle. I'm not apostle. He said, Apostle Simon. Wow, that's where you attend. I said, yes, yes. God, great man of God. I said, yeah. I've heard his message. I said, yes. He blesses me too. So while we're going, he then said, Kai, but man of God, something needs to happen to BSU. You know, brothers in Christ, when they just know you're a Christian, the next thing to call is man of God. Something needs to, do you know something? We need to bring back the mantles. Kai, something is wrong. The impurity is too much. We need to take back those old mantles and bring fire back to BSU. I didn't know how to, you know, I don't know how to pretend. So I looked at him. I said, I was just doing like, yeah. The Holy Ghost says, speak. I said, in answer, so what do you think? I said, I think mantles are the problem. He said, you say what? I said, I think looking out for mantles is a problem we have. I said, if the mantles were enough, they would have not had any problem today. They would have solved the problem. I would have forgotten it. He said, what do you mean? I said, God didn't tell us to focus on mantles. God told us to focus on Christ. I said, Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Not anybody's experience. Thank God for our fathers of faith. But the Bible said, we are surrounded by so mighty a cloud of witnesses. The cloud of witnesses are our fathers of faith. And they are seated in that congregation of people cheering us onto a journey. The beginning line is what? The ending line of this race is who? Christ and what? Listen to me, oh, carefully. On Christ the solid rock we what? All other grounds are what? If you believe wrong ideologies, when shakings happen, you go down. You know, years ago when I started this journey of faith, I told myself something. I said, I will not believe anything that is not right. It took me time to be a Christian. I told you the story. It took me so much time. So when I became a Christian, I said to myself, anything that is not right, if I be the only one standing for it, I will stand with it. You know, sometimes when people want to preach, they are telling us, you know, there were days, some people used to do this, some people used to do that. What are we doing? We these days, we are just eating rice. Listen, that's not what will bring a change in our days. The Bible speaking, it says, I cannot put new wine in what? Old wineskin. I cannot put what? New wine in what? Old wineskin. We have to start thinking like the new wine. Our thinking must change. Church, are you listening to me? Years ago in Kaduna, I told you the story. I was one of the frontiers of the prayer. You know, I look so young, so you may not believe it. Hunger. If we lead prayer on hunger, you must enter under your chair. When we're leading it, people used to enter under chair. We used to lead it. I've entered under chair too. One day while I was praying, I said, Lord, I'm hungry for you. I'm hungry for you. In the name of, I'm hungry for you. And Lord asked me, he said, when will you be filled? Should in case I have filled you, how would you even know I have filled you? So I started calculating the words ahead. Lord, fill me. I'm hungry. Now imagine I prayed that prayer, God filled me. Then the next day, fill me, Holy Spirit. Fill me. I'm hungry. He fills me. How will I know when I'm filled or when I'm full? Are you people get what I'm trying to say? And Jesus told me, he said, I'm the bread that when you eat, you hunger no more. And the wine that when you drink, you thirst no longer. It's when you feel satisfied that you are empowered to do work. You know what has been limiting us for years? We feel like we are not enough. You say, minister, he feels it's not enough. A Christian feels it's not enough. Some people wish that the things we are seeing here, we don't even see them. Because they've already rated us. The cancer has disappeared. Is it this man of God with the things he said? The man that said that he doesn't believe in looking out for mantles. You show me any scriptural backup that Jesus said, no, as in Christ Jesus, we look for mantles. Did Jesus ever emphasize Elijah? When Jesus was preaching, he said, there were days when men like Elijah walked this earth and called on fire. Look at you people, the 12. I'm preaching, you are eating food. Did he say anything like that? No even emphasis to them. I know some people are wondering, what am I hearing? It's the truth. If you check your Bible, it's there. Some things we are preaching today has no root from scripture. And that's why the church is suffering. You know, a young man, they brought him to me to teach him the word because he was suffering from some addictions and the rest. And when he came, I had known the person before on Facebook. I think I shared the story one time. Before that experience, I mean, they call him the Prayer Bazooka that time in BSU. His nickname was Prayer Bazooka something. So many years ago, I had a vision. I saw him in a vision and I saw him struggling with the spirit of lust. And when I woke up and checked my Facebook, he liked my post for the first time. So when I checked it, I saw him. I said, this is a man I saw in my vision. So I messaged him. I said, hello, my name was appearing. My location was appearing in Lagos. I said, hello, my name is Simon. I had a vision about you and I poured the vision. Pah! He said, yes, man of God. I've been suffering from this spirit for a long time. He was studying medicine and surgery some sort of many years ago. I said, okay. He said, when will you come to Makodi so that we'll see? Now, listen, the reason why he was even confident was because he felt I was far. I said, no, I school in your school, BSU. We can see today. And now there was silence. After a while, he said, okay, where? I said, technical block, we met. We started talking. I said, the Lord said you should sit under me and learn for 6 months. And this thing will be done. When I was done advising, I said, sit down, learn for 6 months. I said, man of God, 6 months? I said, yes. He said, I'm called though. I'm called and I've started a work. I said, well, I don't know how to calculate this, but God said you should sit down for 6 months and you can go. He didn't listen. He said, okay, we'll see about it. Now, he didn't know my house. Somebody was introducing me to him, a pastor in school. He said, I want to show you this young pastor, blah, blah, blah. As they were entering my door on my table reading, as they opened the door, he said, man of God, I brought the prayer so of BSU to you. I said, wow, exciting. I stood up to go and share. Imagine, the person that entered was the person I gave prophetic words to. Oh, he just did like this. I said, prayer, bazooka. How are you? He said, fine. I said, chill. I went back to my seat. Said no word to that pastor because he's wrong. So I kept it to myself. He stood there for like 10 minutes. He said, man of God, I have to catch up with something. I have to go now. He left. That was the last time we saw. One time, I heard that he left BSU without graduating. So I looked for his number, called him. I said, why did you leave BSU? He said, man of God, I was struggling and I knew that if I leave school, I'll focus on Jesus. And that thing will leave. So he left school to focus on Jesus so that the sin will leave. And I asked him, has the sin stopped? He said, man of God, I'm praying now. I know it will stop soon. I said, were you praying before? He said, yes. I said, you are praying now. He said, yes. I said, it has stopped. He said, almost. I said, you made the greatest mistake of your life. Come back to school immediately. He said, no, I know what I'm doing. I'm coming back after 2 years. After 2 years, he came. BSU refused to collect him back. What happened next? He married. What happened next? He started a prophetic and deliverance ministry. And etc. This is how people make great mistake because of wrong ideologies. Are you listening to me? Wrong ideologies. Wrong things they've been believing. You see, it's not believing yet. You know, I mean, it's not. Don't just rush into prayer. We need to change the world. It's okay to pray, but knowledge first. Knowledge first. Think about it. Before Jesus came, there were miracles, there were signs, there were wonders. What did Jesus really come to achieve? Did he do greater signs? Even the Pharisees were wondering, do a greater sign. What was a greater sign he did? Of course, they wanted him to go and part the Red Sea and maybe part the ground too, because Moses parted the Red Sea. So probably he should part the river, part the ground, part Egypt into two to show he was greater. He didn't do all of those things. Rather, he told them, he called them adulterous generation that follow after signs. Hallelujah to Jesus. He did all the miracles he was supposed to do when there was need. I told you before, if there is no need, don't force God to come into a situation. You are just being crazy. If there's a need, God will show up. You can't stand up and say, I want to prove that God is alive. I'm walking upon waters. Now watch me. You are going to sink and die. That's the pride of life. One wanted to enter lion's den. Nobody pursue you. You enter lion's den. What took Daniel to lion's den? Did he just stand up and say, I want to enter lion's den? Huh? Who is against you? Nobody. Just to chase clout. One said, I want to prove that I can do better than Jesus. Jesus did 40 days and 40 nights. I'm going to do 60 days and 60 nights. He died in the thing. They hang him somewhere. He died there. Codedly, he died. He's going to meet Jesus. No point to prove to anybody. Tell that to your neighbor. No point to prove to anybody. One scripture that made me to understand that faith is a personal journey is the words of Paul to Timothy. He said, in a great house are several vessels. Then he said something at the middle. He said, if you purge yourself from the litter, if you believe the wrong things, you will end in the wrong place. Purging yourself is personal. It is based on you. Believing rightly. He said, you become vessels profitable for the master's use. A lot of healings that people need. Don't think that the greatest healing that can happen is cancer. Emotional. People are listening to you. They are not convinced that God is alive. You do a sign, they are still wondering. Remember, there are two categories of human beings. The Greek and the Jews. He said the Greek desire wisdom. He said, but the Jews a sign. He said, but unto us, Jesus has become wisdom and what? Power. Are you listening to me? Jesus is what? Balanced diet. And we don't choose to just show anything at any time. We are in the glory. When it's needful for us to show the power of God, it will show. When it's time for wisdom, let it flow. Don't be under pressure. With all the activities of Christianity, what change have we seen in our nation? What are the changes? I was telling my wife, I'm struggling not to say something this season that will cause trouble. What's the thing in my heart? I'm just saying it. On Sunday I started saying it, but I was being quite careful. That we're in a generation where it took somebody from the Orthodox to stand up and say our problem, our nation is in shambles. The Bishop of Benue State, the Catholic Bishop. That's the person that went there and went and spoke for all the Christians in this country. With the kind of leadership we have of Christianity in this nation. Nobody could stand up and go there. You need to hear the words of that man. They will pierce your heart. I shared it, I think, this morning or yesterday evening. Are you here tonight? He said everything happening exactly the way it's happening. No hiding. Yet we have been in this nation with so many religious leaders. Nobody has spoken out. I told you something on Sunday. People are dying. Because it has not reached your tongue. It has not touched your friend. You will not understand what it truly means. We will be in our houses today. People will come and knock. And the next thing we hear, we are at IDP camp. I don't know if some of you have experienced those guys. Help us with food. I've never denied them by God's special grace. I will go inside and tell my wife. I say, can you imagine what is happening in this town? People are leaving camp and entering town. That's the one you are seeing. Oh, they will come and start seizing people's car very soon. The earnest expectation of creation awaits what? The manifestation of. So Christianity does not just end on the podium, like I said. Wherever you are the light of the world. Be the best in what you do. Full of the Holy Spirit. The best in what you do. Into ICT, the best. Full of the Holy Ghost. We are talking about people that tomorrow will do animations, cartoons for us. The world will look at them and say, well, I've never seen this kind of design. Let's employ them to come and do something for us in Disney. I will tell them, except it is towards kingdom. If it is not towards kingdom, we are not doing. They don't have an option. You are the best. Like Daniel, you become the best. Excellent in what you do. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? It doesn't end there. If you are full of the Holy Ghost, your place is not here. Everybody. It doesn't mean you will preach. I've told you several times. Jesus said, go into the world and make disciples of all nations. Christianity is so beautiful. It's so simple. I said it many years ago. God gave me this vision. He said, living divinity in simplicity. When I said it to an apostle in Kaduna, I said, who can live divinity in simplicity? I said, we can live it. He said, my yoke is what? My burden is what? I choose the report of God. Christianity is hard. It's not hard. 1 John 5:3. He said, what did he say? He said, this is the law of the Lord, that you keep his commandment. Alright, the love of the Lord that you keep. And he said, his commandment are not burdensome. Amplified version said, not difficult to obey. Say, God's word is not difficult to obey. Vision it like that. In the morning when you wake up, vision it like that. Many years ago, a friend told me, he said, Simon, the way you talk, be careful. Oh. Let him that thinketh he stand, be careful or he falls. I told him, I'm not the one thinking I'm standing. It's God that told me I'm standing. And I believe that he that was able to start with me will keep me to the end from falling. So I refused to fall. And that was humble. I cannot fall. Say that with me, want to go. You are not being proud. That's the secret to glory. Think like God wants you to think. Imagine, let me tell you a story. God woke up one morning and God was like, angels, gather here. Let's begin to pray. We will not fall. We will not fall. How many of you believe this story? God was praying. We will not fall. Pray, everybody, pray. We will not fall. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Every scheme of the enemy in heaven, let it scatter. Go in search for Satan. I sense he's in this heaven. He can't even find expression in the heavenlies. That's glory. He cannot exist there. That's how it is for us. He can't come around our world. Because we live in Christ. In him we breathe, live, and have our being. Tell somebody it's that simple. It's that simple, oh. It's that very, very simple. Say, pray against it. I will not sin. I will not sin. Pray against it. Lord, I thank you because I live above. I can't live in sin. By his stripes I have been made whole. I'm a partaker of his divine nature, bought with a price. Live above, never beneath, far above principalities and powers. In the name of Jesus, Satan is not a function. Glory. That's how to pray. But without knowledge, what will be your prayer? Lord, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of purity come down and burn every Satan from my life. Burn every Satan. Ignorance. You pray, finish work. Romans 6:14. Now, sin shall not have dominion. That's my prayer. Homologio. I'm saying exactly what God thinks about me. Sin shall not have dominion over me because I'm not under the law. I'm under grace. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I live above sin. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm a partaker of his divine nature. And I've escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm above only, never beneath. I'm seated together with Christ, far above principalities and power. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You see that? That's how you pray. Homologio. Saying exactly what God has said. God said about you. Not anything opposite. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's that simple. Tell somebody it's that simple. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You feel some pain in your body, Lord. I thank you because pains are gone. Pains are gone. Pains are gone. Hallelujah. Pains are gone. They are gone. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Make your request known to God in thanksgiving. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's that easy. Lord, leave my body now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Two more. Leave my body now. Hallelujah. Now, you pray, leave my body now. Tomorrow is not, Lord, leave my body now. No, it left yesterday. If we pray, believing we have received, then we will have. It left yesterday. What's my prayer today? Lord, I thank you because the Lord left my body. Glory to God when I pray to you. And this is the confidence that we have, that when we pray according to his will, he listens to us. So if you truly pray, then he listens to you. The effectual, fervent, heartfelt prayer. That's not the key word. Let me tell you the key word. Of the righteous. That's the key word. Causes tremendous power to be made available. Don't go for heartfelt first. Let's go according to the scripture. I said the effectual. What? Then what? Continuous prayer of what? The righteous. Causes tremendous. I told somebody, watch the algorithm. Effectual. Heartfelt. Continuous. Even if you are feeling it in your heart, if it's not effective, it is useless. It has to be effective. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Effectual, heartfelt, continuous prayer of the righteous. If I can find one righteous man, God told Abraham, there will be no destruction. One righteous man. Are you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus?
Yes,
now, no destruction in your family.
Yes, sir.
Did you capture what I just said?
Yes, sir.
Were the people righteous in Sodom and Gomorrah? Were they all righteous? No. But God said, for one righteous man, no destruction. We are the salt of the earth. It starts from our family. Now, I declare none of my family members shall die. Why? I'm the righteous. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I'm the righteous. The blood on the doorpost of my family. It shall not happen. When the enemy comes, he sees the blood, me. Then he goes to the next door. He doesn't ask, are they born again? That's not your business. That's not your business, enemy. Do you get what I'm trying to explain? He wouldn't ask. As long as he's seen the blood, pass over. Pass. Now, none of our brothers will die. None of our sisters shall die. My father will not die. My mother will not die. Say, but this is my mom. She may die. Oh, she hates church. No. She's sick. She hated church. She wouldn't die. Why? You are the righteous. Is that simple? Tell somebody it's that simple. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Is that simple? Are you listening to me? They told me has been scheduled for an operation. I said, tell the person I sense there should be no operation. Now, I don't just give that kind of word. I say, I sense there should be no operation. Now, tell the person to have faith and come back. We'll declare a prayer. And everything will be fine. I asked myself, maybe I would have left them to do an operation. But when I thought about it, I saw death. So the Lord said, tell them not to do an operation. Now we declared, in the name of Jesus, pain whatsoever, be gone. That same moment, no sign of pain again. That same moment, before I got home, I was receiving the announcement. No sign of pain. Power of God's word. The word of God is the most powerful tool in the world.
Yeah.
The prophet said, by this time tomorrow, there will be buying and selling in the city by this time tomorrow. By this time tomorrow. By this time. A man said it's not possible. Even if God will come down, that will not. Look at the city scattered. He said, okay, you will see, but you will not touch. To prove that God is king. That's what Elisha told him. He said, but you will see people selling. The city will be so okay. And that's how we see it for Benue in the name of Jesus. Everybody will be back to their local government. And this force called the Fulanis will be out from our state in the name of Jesus. It shall happen. Somebody said, what do you know for it to happen? I know God, I know angels. I know all of the hosts of heaven. They are moving now as we are praying. Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for your city. They'll begin to catch them. Oh, catch them. Catch them everywhere. We declare. Oh, our nation, we are seeing greater days, wonderful days in the name of Jesus. And what God has said concerning our nation, we'll see it come to pass. Through us, they will come to pass.
Amen.
Through you and I, they will come to pass.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. It shall happen. I mean, men and women, sincere men who love the Lord, are rising from different angles of life. Like Daniel, they don't want to touch the unclean. Like the three Hebrew guys, their own king were not careful concerning this matter. Not careful. Rising from this place. Who love purity and hated wickedness. Oh, we don't love God because of heaven or hell. No. We love God because of the nature of Christ at work in us. Because of who God is. I've escaped the corruption. Have escaped. That's how we pray. That's how we pray. Are you listening to me? In the morning, Father, I thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because I'm a partaker of your divine nature. Having known your promises, I have escaped the corruption that is in the world through loss. Thank you, Lord. I've subjected loss in the name of Jesus. Is that easy? Bringing every thought that seems what? Raise itself. Don't focus on the demons. Subject the thoughts. The demons are as powerful as their thoughts. You subject. Now, we have the greatest law on the earth. The law of Christ. The Bible said, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made me free from the law of what? Sin and death. The verse 1 says, it says, there is now, there have been condemnation. Remember Romans 7, Paul speaking. He said, oh wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this act? What was the act? He said, the things I don't want to do, I find myself doing them. And I said, oh wretched man that I am, who can deliver me? Then in 8 1, he said, there is now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Because the ones in Christ don't have the potency and probability of sinning. Say, I have no potency. I have no probability of sinning. In the name of Jesus. What causes sin doesn't work in me again. I have the nature of life. Are you here? Then it says, what the law could not do, in that it was weak because of the flesh. It said, Jesus did. He defeated sin. Even sin in the flesh. Even sin in the flesh has been defeated. Hey, sin in the flesh has been defeated. Let that be our news. Hello, sin in the flesh has been defeated. If it's happening right now, it's a thief. Now, you will know the truth. This truth will what? Not set you free, make you free. My people perish for not, it doesn't say lack of power. It's a lack of knowledge. Power is on our inside. We are full of the Holy Ghost. Mary, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, then the impossible becomes possible. The Holy Ghost is upon me. The impossible is possible. Listen. Isn't it interesting that the impossible thing in the days the angel was speaking to Mary was that she would have a child with no man involved? Now, let's think of some impossible things. Some people think it is possible for a man to live above sin. But listen, the Holy Ghost is upon you. That thought that is impossible is now possible. Welcome the ideology. Welcome it in your heart. Welcome it in your heart. Let it be something normal to you. I mean, you're just telling somebody, say, for instance, you see, I can't sin. It's not in my nature. Say, are you serious? No. That's something small. We can't sin. You see, we just cannot sin. Even if I try, it won't work. Because I have a higher nature. You said it's so easy. Is it that easy? Yes, it's that easy. Because it is not by power. It's not by might. It's by the Spirit. I can't sin. Hey, he sounds so proud. He said he cannot sin. We are nothing but pencils in the hand of the Creator. No, we are not pencils. We are sons. I told you on Sunday, that's Wale Adenuga production. We are sons. He that the Son of Man has made free is free indeed. I'm free. Hello, I'm free. Shake people, tell them I'm free. I have no problem. I just can't walk in sin. I'm free. I'm free. I feel free. Say, Pastor Simon, Pastor Simon, why are we not taking it so serious? Because Satan is not a big deal. It's not. The guy is not a big deal. You know, someone was preaching. He said, I want to announce to you the devil is so powerful. I said, he's marketing Satan. See, I've come to announce you. The devil is so nothing. He's just... The devil ain't no function. He's not a function at all. The Bible says, he that had... Hebrews 2:14. He that had... H-A-T. Satan had power. Satan does not have power. Why does it seem like he has power? He's working in the children of disobedience. He doesn't have power. He's not a function. Hey, I can't sing. Many years ago, a lady told me this story. She said, you are claiming in 200 level. She said, we see your fire, but it will stop. She was promising me that my fire will stop. And I said, why will you say such a stupid thing? And she said, because we have seen your type. And they stopped. In fact, one of them just left BSU because he got a lady pregnant. He was a pastor. And I said to her, you will never see me. Then she now said something funny. Funny lady. Guess what she said? She said, what if you see, for instance, Pastor Simon? If you see my nakedness, can you stand it? What a useless question. Now, I got so angry, I stood up. It was on campus. I stood up. I said, if I see your naked body, it will mean nothing to me. And there will be no opportunity to see it. And she got offended. She said, now play at the play. Oh. I just walk home. I think that was one of the last days I stopped talking to her so well. We're talking, but not so well. Like, how will you think that your body will end my Christianity? I'm not trying to brag. I have no strength on my own. But banking on what Jesus has done for me, let's end with those scriptures. The TBT rendition. Romans 6 and 12 as we pray. Are you ready to pray? I want us to read it out. One, two, go. Hey, you are not here. No. Let's read it out. One, two, go. Sin is a dethroned monarch. Dethroned, not like his turn or finish. Dethroned. They beat you out. Do you understand? No longer give it an opportunity to rule over your life. It's based on you now. Next part of scriptures. Don't obey its cravings. It's that simple. It says, so then refuse to answer its call to surrender your body as a tool for wickedness. Instead, passionately answer God's call. To keep what? As one who has now what? You live now for his pleasure. Ready to be used. This should be your prayer. I live now for his pleasure. I'm experiencing the resurrection life now. I have it. Verse 14. Are you ready? Read out loud. Want to go? Remember this. Sin will no longer conquer you. For God already has. You are not governed by law, but governed by the reign of the grace of God. God has already conquered you. Next part of scripture. What are we to do then? Should we sin to our heart content since there is no law to condemn us anymore? What a terrible thought. What a terrible thought. Next part of scripture. Oh, glory. Don't you realize that grace frees you to choose your own master? But choose carefully, for you surrender yourself to become a servant, born to the one you choose to obey. If you choose to love sin, it will become your master. and it will own you and reward you with death. But if you choose to love and obey God, He will lead you into... Let's see 6. Same part of scripture. 6. 7, 8, then we pray. One to go. I don't like the way you are reading. Louder. One to go. For we were co-crucified with Him to dismantle the stronghold of sin with Him, so that we will not continue to live one moment submitted to sins. You see that? Obviously, a dead person is incapable of sin. I'm incapable. Say, so why is it that you are not in sin? I don't have what it takes to sin. I don't have it. I lack something. The grace for not sinning, I don't have it. I mean, the grace for sin, sorry, I don't have it. That's the thing I lack. The only lack in my life, grace for sin, is not there. And if we were co-crucified with the anointed one, we know that we will also share in the fullness of life. 9. And we know that since the anointed one has been raised from the dead to die no more, His resurrection life has and its power over Him. Next part of scripture. One to go. For by this sacrifice He died to sin's power once and for all, but now He lives continuously. Colossians 3:1 Amplified Rendition 2 verse 3. Read it out loud. One to go. For you died to this one, and your from verse 1. One to go. Therefore, if you have been raised, keep sick things above, where Christ seated at the right hand. Next part of scripture. Things above. Set your mind, keep focused habitually on the things above, the heavenly things, not on things down there, which have habitually force yourself, make it a habit. You are feeling weak, say, I'm strong. You feel sick, say, I'm healthy. You feel like saying, I may sin. No, I can't sin in my life. He said, for you died. Tell somebody you died to this world, and your new. Listen, again I say, we may sound new, but this thing is not new. It's a real deal. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's a real deal. It's hidden with Christ in God. Lift your hands and bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Give Him worship. Just praise Him. What a wonderful God we serve. I wonder. What a glorious God we serve. I wonder. Our cheaper, longer, mama. Our cheaper, longer, mama. want us to pray one prayer before we go. Picture everything about a new man and pray yourself that way. Picture everything about a new man. I'm loving. I'm kind. I'm full of the power of God. I'm humble. I'm not proud. I'm above. I'm free. Not addicted. Go ahead, everyone. I can't hear you in 1 minute. Picture it. I'm that beautiful person in the heart of God. When he thought of humanity, I'm the person he thought about. Loving, beautiful, not envious, full of love. I mean well for others as I mean for myself. Full of the power of God. I'm everything the Father desires for his Son. Pride. We are your pride, your bride, your bride. You are welcome to your bride. We are your pride. We are your bride, your bride, your bride. You are welcome to your bride. Shalom, shalom, Yeshua, shalom, 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 you are welcome to your bride. Lord, I'm that prophet, man, Messiah, that's who I am. As he is, so am I. Full of the Holy Ghost. Working in miracles, signs, and wonders. Woo! Let's celebrate the glory of the new man. Celebrate that glory. Thank the Lord for that glory. Thank him. I am who God says that I am. I am who God says that I am. Go ahead. Hallelujah to the Lamb. We found the victory. Hallelujah to the Lamb. We overcame. Hallelujah to the Lamb. We won the victory.
Hosanna to the Lamb.
We overcame.
I overcame. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
We won the victory. Glory. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Well, these and more, all these and more. I have eternal life. Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.